The vote was 41-29. That's 12 votes, 6 votes from Gavin to Billy Kelleher. Would have meant a tied vote, but I have no doubt in my mind, but it was a contrived majority. It's a phrase that I learned from the late Neil T. Blaney years ago about the majority in Northern Ireland. And what is a contrived majority? As a winning majority was deliberately engineered to achieve a particular outcome. And that's exactly what it was. And it was stated by many members last night that no one was under any pressure. Now, when the leader of the party rings you or a senior minister rings and discusses the election, that in itself is a coded message. Mm. And when they tell us that they're in favour of one candidate or the other, that definitely have an influence. It was said that no one was frog marched. Of course, it was a democratic in theory, but it was heavily influenced by the leadership.
And were you called by Micheál Martin or someone on his behalf?
No, I was called by another minister I won't name, but I wasn't called by Micheál Martin, and he thinks he knows me too well that I wouldn't take any diktat or that I wouldn't be influenced like that. I indicated at the very outset when I met Jim Gavin that I favoured someone from the Fianna Fáil gene pool. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily mean that it was someone who was in the parliamentary party. It was someone who would have an association with the party. There were a number of those from the outside, whether it be Bertie Ahern, Eamon O'Keefe, Mary Hannafin, and I think I was proven right. There was due diligence, but the due diligence didn't unearth the issues that culminated in the decision of last Sunday.
And I mean, what do you have a wealth of experience within within Fianna Fáil, within politics, within life in general? Do you think people like yourself should have been asked their opinion, at least to even as a sign of respect to what you've given to that party, but also actually to get an understanding that you would have of the electorate and how any decision like this might have been received by the same electorate?
Well, I made that point at the meeting last night, and I'm not talking outside the school, but as soon as I had spoken at the parliamentary party meeting, I had messages from national journalists asking me, did I say this and did I say that? It would appear that someone was leaking from the meeting because they had exact detail. But having said that, I did make it very clear that I went into the Dáil 44 years ago. I'd been in the parliamentary party 38 years ago, except for two short periods. And I thought the very least, when I heard Micheál Martin say that he consulted widely. Now, widely would have should have included me, having spent 38 years and have come through 9 Dáil elections, 3 European elections, and but if not for the interference of the leadership in 2014, I would have been elected. But I wasn't listened to at the time when I was told it was mathematically impossible to lose, but it was. So I have all that experience and it wasn't asked. And I would have given a very clear view of my own opinion, and that there would have reflected the opinion of the party and indeed the electorate generally in Donegal. I was one who very much favoured someone having the Irish language, and when I speak to young people now and who they're going to vote for, they say, well, we're going to consider somebody who speaks the Irish language.
And do you have someone in mind that you think would have been a good candidate from that Fianna Fáil gene pool? I mean, obviously, your own name was mentioned, and I think this deep into it now, you know, you would be doing very well, I would imagine, to be completely honest with you, nationally. But I don't know if you're comfortable talking about whether or not you would like to have been offered the chance, or if you have someone else in mind, Pat.
Of course, I was very honoured when John McAteer of the Tyrconnell Tribune ran with the story, and of course I did. I would have had an interest, and my name has been in the past on a ballot paper in 16 counties, from Clare to Donegal and from Leashoffley back to But there was no question of me even being considered at all. So there were other candidates, I believe, and I think that had Bertie Ahern been given the opportunity, or Eamon O'Keefe, or Mary Hanafin, or indeed Maura Geoghegan Quinn, who served as minister, who served as a commissioner and auditor, any of those people. But we were told that nobody put their hand up. But the fact of the matter is, the process that we're being told would be unveiled at the end of August, it was too late at that stage. And I think the approach was made to Jim Gavin because it was felt that because of his years in the Defence Forces, his years as manager of Dublin, having been involved in the inner city Dublin, all of that. But I don't believe that the people of Ireland were too interested in that. They wanted somebody who was in the gene pool. Now, of course, reference was made to Mary McAleese, that she was came from the edge. But Mary McAleese, in all fairness to her, wore her political colours on her sleeve and she ran for the Dáil in Dublin. So all so did the other person who has been mentioned, was Carvalho Daly, who stepped up when the Erskine Childers died and 2 years into his presidency. And Carvalho Daly stood for Fianna Fáil twice in Dublin. So they had that track record. But having said all that, there's a great deal of sympathy for Jim Gavin, whom I met. He came to Donegal to meet me. I met him there, and for his wife, his children and his parents. And he's really now, obviously, a man that has such a high profile. It's a very difficult time for him.
For sure. There was no, obviously, sort of express questioning of Micheál Martin's leadership. I think the closest was that maybe the party needs to look at where it goes from January 27 onwards. I mean, given the fact that maybe this budget's not exactly the budget you'd like to have seen Fianna Fáil deliver, given the question marks over Micheál Martin's decision-making, do you think it's time now the party begins to look at its next direction?
Well, we have a roadmap now. It was agreed at the party meeting last night that we'd set up a small group to report on the circumstances surrounding all of this from the first day. That there will be the terms of reference will come before us next week. We can amend those terms of reference, and I would be anxious that the people in that committee would be backbenchers. And after that, I believe they should report within a matter of weeks, and then we can take the next steps.
But would you have faith in Micheál Martin's leadership at the moment?
I'm like the rest. There was no question of that last night, but if you heard my contribution then you'll possibly find an answer there.
So that's no.
I didn't say,
I don't want to interpret you.
I respect
your words, Pat, and I certainly don't want to interpret them, if you know what I mean. So would you, at the moment, have faith in Micheál Martin's leadership?
You don't have to interpret. I let the listeners interpret what I'm saying. And I've been a loyal member in the parliamentary party for 38 years, and I think possibly I'm going further than I had intended. Even though there were leakages, that's for others to answer those questions, but we will wait and see what the developments are over the next number of weeks, and we're looking for early answers. We must realise that we have the presidency of the European Union in the second half of next year, and that's very important to Ireland. So we'll let matters develop over the next number of weeks.